saw blade out at the end of the lane, and I put my full name on. She said, "How come you have my name?" So I said, "I'm the only one in the family." They named me after both grandfathers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. He didn't like that, but it sounded good.
You told him anyway.
Okay, how did you two meet?
In jail. Yeah. She's a Wyoming girl, and you know Wyoming, pretty wild country. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've never been
there.
It's
Wyoming, Illinois. That's not Wyoming, Wyoming. His brother was dating my girlfriend. I lived in the next town, so we met through that.
We had like block parties where you spent off the street and dance, entertain.
And was it love at first sight? Was it like
no, my mother, her mother liked me well.
Oh,
she covered her tracks, and her father never knew about it for all. What, a couple months?
Well, my dad worked second shift for Caterpillar plant in Peoria.
See, we could slip in and not eat it doing all.
She's brokering some deals, was she?
Yeah,
no, she was. A very nice lady, and she always liked me.
So you won the mama's heart. That's how you got
it. Oh, yeah, she covered whatever needs covered, she took care of.
Oh,
yep.
Better be glad, because she probably could have buried you just as easily.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three sisters.
Three sisters.
One's in Colorado, and two's in Illinois.
So do you get to see them often?
A couple times a year.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe my sister in Colorado, maybe once a year. Of recent, it was many, many years when our children was younger that we didn't see each other for maybe much longer periods of time, like 5 or 10 years in between.
You're too busy with raising children, huh?
Right. But she'd come to Illinois to visit my folks one time. And then I wasn't able to come probably at that time. So, you know, we kind of missed each other for a number of years, but we're very close now. She was diagnosed with cancer of the bone and has gone through treatments and is in remission now.
Oh, wonderful.
So, good. We were able to see her more often these last several years. And
he's a rancher, so
oh.
We fit in.
Yeah, you talk the same language then, don't you?
Well, kind of. His life is different. He irrigates, and he's got to keep the rats out of the irrigation ditch because the water drains in.
A little different problem.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I couldn't handle that. He was out morning and night to keep an eye on things.
Wow.
Because this here ditch goes for about 50 miles down across the country.
Colorado, it's all about the water rides. That's like more important than anything.
Yeah, he's right here at Greeley, and he likes to buy his water rights. We all develop some ground.
He has Angus cattle, and he has a cow calf herd, and then he raises the bulls and like advertises them and goes to shows and sells Angus bulls. That was always his calling. He was always very good at that.
Wow. Interesting.
My sister worked at a bank and has just retired since she was diagnosed with cancer, so she wasn't as far more educated as I was. She always ended me working with my
sister. She's huge. He's 6'2".
Now, where do you fall in birth order?
I'm second.
You're second?
She's first and I'm second, and I have two younger sisters.
Happy one, you rid of these girls.
Oh.
He was just.
No, he didn't.
He was just up and we came along and took them off.
I would give you a badge.
Between the shoes and the hamburger, it just ruined him.
Cost him too much.
Yeah, his caterpillar job just wouldn't cover him. But after he got rid of two girls, the new cars came and So life improved. Yep. Life improved.
Well, I remember we'd always talk about it at school, the teachers, we'd all talk about how when you get the last kid out of college, how you all of a sudden get so much richer.
Put
got all this money now, what do I do with it?
I had a neighbor said that. He said, when my kids are raised, I'm going to buy all new furniture. And you know his grandkids come along, they're worse than some.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was a plasterer. I don't know if he ever bought new furniture or not. He said the grandkids are harder on the furniture than mine was.
Oh, carpet.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, Martha's waiting to replace her carpet till the last grandson gets a little older.
He's just 3.
Oh, my.
We probably got about 5 more years
of spillages.
Well, and they've been forbidden from the day. I do not allow them to eat, take any drink, any food out of the kitchen.
So it comes out of their little mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. So they pack their mouth and then run.
Well, and
some are old enough now that they'll slip.
Can you read Helen's shirt?
Well, some in the flavor.
Needs Halloween.
Yeah.
Just the other night.
My sister.
And that's the first time.
Scares me.
Scares
me enough.
Yeah, no. I always had that real clue on the sister smaller that they had to eat in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt them. They didn't have to sit in front of the television.
I was trying to get to the cow.
Well, my grandkids, they can't go any further than this ledge, so they'll sit on that ledge. Even Kenzie, this weekend, I said, no, you can't go any further than right there. She said, okay. Because she's wanting to watch something on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When she goes through pictures, it chirps. I don't know why it does that.
Meredith said it that way.
Oh.
They've got a deal in the paper today that evaluates which camera's best. Oh. I want to get one, so I'll save that so you can look at it for me.
Okay, here's one of our cows.
Mm-hmm. That's the maintainer.
Yeah, black. What do you call them?
Maintainers.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Never heard that name.
Yeah, but this one right here, this one cost, that one was the one that was $2,400. They bought
one cow, $2,400.
Well, he was he 4-H or?
That's pretty cheap.
Yes,
for
I'm up through 4-H right now. He
depends on the weight.
He'll go into FFA.
Like a bred heifer is about 2 1/4, a pound.
Yeah, he shows actually right now, he's showing 2 cows. The one that's laying down back over here, he shows her, and he shows both of them right now. He's showing both of them.
I was going to say, there's like 3 breeds of pigs.
Yeah, maintainers and keys.
Yeah, never heard that.
Me neither.
When I came to Oklahoma, I bought a limousine.
And they have all kinds. His
I bought a limousine. Thought I'd raise him.
Big ranch.
Boy, he was aggressive. I turned him out in the pasture, and I mean, he just went down, bulldozed right through the fence, and just took off.
No, they come up here to Bixby.
He's supposed to do that.
Special sale. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he fought to get this one.
Them old limousines are pretty good cows, but everything's black nowadays. Everybody likes everything black.
That girl wanted that particular cow so bad.
You know, Angus Brangus or whatever.
She said, I can't go anymore. So he got it. Yeah. So, yeah, their papa, he buys all the cows for them.
Yeah.
Well, he's a banker. Yeah, he's a banker. He's a town
he's
banker.
He's got the money.
That's the way the daughter sent us to the auction to buy a male hog. And I said to Nick, I said, right there is the one you want, a nice Hampshire man. It would go perfect. He just gone there and bidded it way up. I forget what he paid about. I've heard more than he should have. But we were spending mother's money. he only wanted to breed 2 or 3 sows. He wanted to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
And he took
it. Mark smiles still.
After he used to took it back and sold it. And it didn't break.
He's got a good smile. I know. Yeah.
But the pigs were pretty good. They had 12, 14 to a litter, and he did well with them.
Jackson's raised a few pigs.
Yeah, them old hamps do pretty good.
We took one
sorry,
sow in high
school. Sorry, I know y'all need to go.
Very cold in a 4-minute room. In the egg shop, he spent about 4
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's like 75 treated in there.
Yeah.
And this thing was tagging up, and we had the cop come by. And he tagged it to give the cop a key. He said, you go in there and check on that. He said, if you see anything strange happen, you call me. He called me over. He was taking the middle of the night or something, but it happened for the day.
Sure, we'll see you again. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But then it was cold and couldn't wear them on.
Thank you. Very, very good.
Put it back out in the cold.
Did you get a picture of Martha and David? Got to the bottom of it.
Did you get a picture of Martha and David?
And
Martha and David.
Hey, hey, we need some pictures with y'all.
Oh.
Oh. Well, we just happen to all be here together,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. He'll be here.
I'm going to be able to see
because you got one with Rachel Jack, right? Now you need to get one with Lloyd Mary.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and stand up. Let's get our picture
thing before
we lose our minds.
What was that? This old honey? Okay. Maybe? Where did I get the stand?
There
here?
We go.
Like this?
Here, like this. Okay.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Okay.
That thing barks when you take a picture, too. Lord, it chirps and barks.
Chirp, bark, meow.
Okay, now take a picture with the three of us with them.
Okay.
Fine. Jackie.
Shoot. Yeah, well, I'd like
to. That's what she said.
I said they it. Were,
yeah,
the three
on.
Of
she
us.
She said the three of you.
The parents,
them.
Okay?
The parents.
That's y'all and me.
Yeah.
She said they are.
The parents.
We are the three. We're the three.
Okay. Just say the elite
three. It barked, so it must have worked. Okay, and then you want to do one with yours?
Yeah.
Wait, Leroy, wait.
Wait.
One more. We need another pretty picture.
Oh, come on.
We didn't get George in.
Yeah,
it.
Okay. So
oh, that's
Mom
right.
So they take it.
Oh,
did
do
you
I?
See?
Well,
just
I
don't let Jack do it. No, Jack can't do it. It's going to be the picture.
Come here, Jack. Buddy, would you stay just one more second?
Sure.
Put a picture.
I don't have good these things. I'll get one so I can.
Oh,
I'll
take a picture of
us, Frank, Jack.
I got one with you all while ago.
Not with George. Yeah. George wasn't in it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to. I got to get you up close enough we can see who you are. Jack, move in a little bit closer.
Man.
There we go. Now we're talking. All right.
Okay. Now we can say you had an engagement party and put it in your wedding book.
Yeah.
I've got the wedding book.
So Leroy, you live at Gettysburg?
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. As in four right, stores in 7 years
around.
Ago?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, it's 10
cool.
miles.
Cool.
Ten miles.
It's actually a little town, but it's 10 miles from Gettysburg.
Excellent. In the neighborhood, you have to stop in. It's pretty neat little corner.
Yeah, I'll bring my jug, too. Rustle me up a little milk. And then Rebecca's daddy, we used to do that pretty frequently. I go to Chicago with him. He'd bring the jug, and on the way back we'd get Ash Creek there. Get our little jug filled up. That's milk and cats.
Oh, my husband loved that raw milk. Oh my.
Well,
you go to the dairy and get it, yeah?
Do what?
Do get raw milk here.
I know, but I got a cholesterol problem now. So. I quit drinking it raw.
Problem.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, I think.
I love that stuff. Man. You just get it with that cream, you know, with cool. That cream comes to top, just stirs it.
Come here, dear.
Oh.
We gotta take another picture.
We might as well get used to it. I've been doing it a lot. Oh, that's gonna be good.
Oh.
Sorry,
I'm
trying to get the dishes on the table.
That's the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
the last one.
Unfortunately, George was moving on it.
All right, we'll reload it, then we'll do it again.
Yeah, reload.
Okay.
Trip. I was on the hospital or jail. Had a great trip.